Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming for you in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like the SoundCloud co-founders have decided to go a completely different direction, let's say. I don't know how you get from music to bikes, but that's what they did. The only thing in common about the two is the name, Dance. Yep, that's going to be the new electric bike subscription service. However, that was only going to be available in Berlin, at least to start with. Now, this is going to be an invite-only program, so chances are you and me, and especially if we're not living in Berlin, yeah, we're not going to be able to use this. And yeah, it's pretty much like all those other e-bike services that are out there. Pay as you go. It's like Spotify for bikes. Now, as far as what bike you'll be using, well, those details are a little bit, shall we say, skimpy. From what we can tell with the photo, the bike appears to have swept back handlebars, and it has a rear hub motor, which is belt-driven, by the way. And from what we're hearing, it will have a 250-watt motor. The battery is attached to the down tube, and it looks like you get about a 45-kilometer range. So those of you in Berlin, yep, you can start pedaling your way around at the end of this month. Okay, I don't know how many in our audience out there are really excited about a Flip Z Phone 5G version. Actually, let me correct that, the Z Flip. Well, if you are, yay, it's here. Yeah, Samsung has officially announced the 5G version of the Galaxy Z Flip foldable phone. Pretty much everything like it was with the Z Flip, but now with 5G. Seriously, that's pretty much it. It's got 5G radios in it. However, though, it does have a slightly upgraded Snapdragon 865 processor. Oh, and there's one other thing, too. It's about $70 more than the 4G model, which apparently is going to be sticking around as well. You know, since 5G hasn't really taken off yet. Get ready for video podcasts on Spotify. Yep, yep, indeed, they're coming. Only with a few shows to start off with, though, which can be viewed by either premium or free users. Now, the video podcast feature will be available on both desktop and for your mobile device. The only unfortunate thing right now is those of you that have a video podcast that are on Spotify, you may not be able to actually post it there quite yet. Apparently, Spotify's still trying to iron out the kinks for the rest of us. As far as the video podcast that can be seen currently, press the play button and away you go. And if you don't want to sit there and keep watching it, apparently once you close the app, the audio will still stay in sync, meaning you can be away from the screen but still know what's going on. As you probably guess, this is Spotify's way to compete with YouTube on podcasting, yet again trying to make it your go-to point for everything that's media. And finally, for all of our AT&T customers in the U.S. Did you get a little email saying that you better upgrade your phone or you're not going to be able to get voice calls anymore? Most people kind of thought, okay, this has got to be a scam, right? Well, no, it wasn't. It was the real deal from the real AT&T. The only problem is, though, is they're jumping in about 2 years early. Yes, for all AT&T subscribers out there using your mobile device in the U.S., you probably got this email saying, updated needed. We will soon be upgrading our network to use the latest technologies. These updates are to serve you better and bring you faster speeds and greater reliability. Blah, 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 blah. But if you have a device ending in and then it kind of gave you a number of some sort, it won't be compatible with the new network. And you'll need to replace it to continue receiving our service. Yeah, they just didn't let their customers know that they could be doing it within the next 2 years. As you can probably imagine, a lot of people went into a panic thinking, oh great, I can't use my phone anymore. So if you were in a panic, don't be. You got to February of 2022. That's for AT&T, you cheeky little Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. Give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. Or head on over to Twitter at British Tech and give us a follow there. And come by our community and join in the fun today by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, we'll be back for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.